Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Google's AI declares galactic war on StarCraft by Tom Simonite. Tic-tac-toe, checkers, chess, go, poker. Artificial intelligence rolled over each of these games like a relentless tide. Now, Google's DeepMind is taking on the multiplayer space war video game StarCraft II. No one expects the robot to win anytime soon, but when it does, it will be a far greater achievement than DeepMind's conquest of Go, and not just because StarCraft is a professional esport watched by fans for millions of hours each month. DeepMind and Blizzard Entertainment, the company behind StarCraft, just released the tools to let AI researchers create bots capable of competing in a galactic war against humans. The bots will see and do all the things human players can do, and nothing more. They will not enjoy an unfair advantage. DeepMind and Blizzard are also opening a cache of data from 65,000 past StarCraft II games that will likely be vital to the development of these bots, and say the trove will grow by around 500,000 games each month. DeepMind applied machine learning techniques to Go matchups to develop its champion-beating Go bot, AlphaGo. A new DeepMind paper includes early results from feeding StarCraft data to its learning software and shows it's a long way from mastering the game. And Google is not the only big company getting more serious about StarCraft. Late Monday, Facebook released its own collection of data from 65,000 human-on-human games of the original StarCraft to help bot builders. Such efforts could produce more than just fun. Google says it used machine learning from DeepMind to slash cooling bills in company data centers. Mastering StarCraft could see software take on more complex and lucrative jobs. From a scientific point of view, the properties of StarCraft are very much like the properties of real life, says David Churchill, a professor at Memorial University of Newfoundland, who advised DeepMind on its StarCraft tools and who's organized a leading StarCraft bot competition. We're making a testbed for technologies we can use in the real world, he says. Researchers have built bots for the original version of StarCraft for years using an unofficial open-source plugin. Churchill says those bots so far are mediocre players that rely mostly on tactics coded by their designers rather than machine learning to build up their own grasp of the game. Declaring war on StarCraft provides a measure of the ambition at Google and Facebook and the limitations of today's smartest software. StarCraft is a real-time strategy game in which players command an alien army in a distant corner of the Milky Way. While the game may appear less daunting than Go or chess, it poses a greater challenge to AI. In chess and Go, you can see all your opponent's moves and pieces, making them so-called perfect information games. StarCraft is an imperfect information game. You cannot see all of your opponent's troop deployments or construction projects, forcing you to use what you've seen and your mental model of the game to predict what they may be planning. In addition, StarCraft bots won't be able to lean so heavily on their superhuman ability to quickly crunch through myriad possibilities. The number of valid positions on a Go board is a 1 followed by 170 zeros. Researchers estimate that you'd need to add at least 100 more zeros to get into the realm of StarCraft's complexity. It's a big step up, says Oriol Vinyals, a DeepMind researcher working on StarCraft. This game will require us to innovate in planning, memory, and how we deal with uncertainty. Beating StarCraft will require numerous breakthroughs, and simply pointing current machine learning algorithms at the new tranches of past games to copy humans won't be enough. Computers will need to develop styles of play tuned to their own strengths, for example, in multitasking, said the creator of leading automated StarCraft player Ledabot. The way that a bot plays StarCraft is different from how a human plays it, he says. After all, the Wright brothers didn't get machines to fly by copying birds. Churchill guesses it'll be 5 years before a StarCraft bot can beat a human. He also notes that many experts predicted a similar time frame for Go, right before AlphaGo burst onto the scene.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.